Well, hello there. It's Laura Royal here, welcoming you back to the Coaches and Leaders Assemble podcast, the podcast for all things coaching, leadership, people and culture. It's been a wee while, hasn't it, since I was back here and you were listening to my dulcet tones in whichever platform that you consume your podcast content. My apologies, it's been such a whirlwind since the final episode of season two, which was aptly named The Decade That Was January. Now, it hasn't been quite a decade since January, but lots has been going on at DNA Coach HQ. I've got lots to fill you in on, including all things book writing, procrastination, membership that's coming up for CPD, something I'm very passionate about. It's very important for us coaches and leaders out there in the world. And telling you a little bit about what changes in the upcoming season. So we are moving to seasons, and that does mean a little bit of fine tuning. And that does mean that there's new ways to consume our content, which I'm going to be sharing more with you in this episode. But the good news is we will be back on a regular basis with fantastic content, short and sweet and punchy, all things coaching, leadership, people and culture to help you and your organisations, your businesses and also your lives perform at your best. So thinking about what comes next, here we lead into a little bit of an update on what I've been up to since the end of January. Here goes. Okay, so why have I been quiet since the end of January? Because let's be honest, it's not like me. I'm such a chatterbox and I find this quite cathartic. Is that the right word? I really do enjoy the podcasts, but I found in that time frame a slightly different way to be cathartic. I don't know what the other way to describe that would be, in the form of writing my book, which I have been dabbling with since 2020 when we went into those delightful lockdowns. Everyone was doing different things, weren't they? Writing books, learning to play guitar, all these lovely things. And I was busy building the business, creating card decks, and I did dabble at that time with writing a book. It's something, in fact, I've always wanted to do. Right from being in high school, I remember my friend and I at tea breaks and lunch times, we were allowed to use the computing suite to be dabbling with our writing skills. So we'd be writing sort of horror short stories at the time. Point horror was the thing back in the 90s when I was at school, and we thought we would be really good horror writers. So we'd started to write some, you know, short stories. Never amounted to much, but it's something that's always been in the background of my mind that one day I would like to be a published author. And over the last couple of years, I've saw many of my entrepreneurial friends do exactly that. And I thought, do you know what? This is something that can be achieved. And my imposter syndrome had kicked in. My procrastination had kicked in. My overwhelm had kicked in. Who am I to think that I could write a book? What would I write about? Why would it be of any interest? I'll just not bother. I'll keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. And I properly signed up with a hybrid publisher to start writing the book in, I think it was August 2023. No, it must have been before that, in fact. It was a few months before that. In fact, it must have been the February of that year. And had went through all the process of how to write your book blueprint with the fantastic organisation that is Authors & Co. by the very lovely Abigail Horn. And went through an entire training program, started to again create what my book outline would look like, the synopsis, everything that I would cover in the book, and had written that all out, got feedback from Abigail, and she said it was great, she gave me some pointers, and then I paused because I froze with fear of I'm not good enough, this is going to be rubbish, I can't write this. Why would anyone read that? All these questions again just kept popping into my mind. Anyway, cut a very long story short, I decided in October of last year that enough was enough and I needed to get my proverbial finger out my backside and start moving along and progressing with the book. So I re-engaged with the content that I'd learned on how to write your book structure, had written my first chapter, got some feedback, got that feedback in the late December, early January. The timelines are very hazy. I feel as if we're still getting ready for Christmas 2015. Does anyone else feel like that? I do feel like the passage of time gets extraordinarily quicker as we get older. I remember being a kid and it felt like a lifetime between Christmases, and now I feel like the last 10 years perhaps have just went in the blink of an eye. So with that, I got feedback on my first chapter that I'd written, and the feedback was awesome. All of my fears were really quashed at that point. Yes, I got some very constructive help and advice on how to structure and format and shape some of my thinking. But I was very passionate, and I'm still very passionate about writing in the way that I speak. So actually, how you hear me in all of these podcasts is exactly the way that I've written the book. And the podcast has been phenomenal for me. So the content that's in all of my podcasts, not necessarily the interview podcast, of course, but all of the episodes that feature just myself, and all of the workbooks that I create and design, and all of the content that I produce for client work, I already had a chunk of it. And taking myself right back to 2020, when I did start to write some words, I'd actually managed to write about 6,000 words that I'd then put at the back of a filing cabinet, metaphorically so, on my laptop device, because I thought it wasn't good enough. I thought, this is rubbish, no one's going to want to read this. We're starting to come out of lockdowns and get out and about again. And it sort of went to the back of my mind. That thing that's always on your bucket list, isn't it? Has anyone else got these things? I mean, I've still got plenty of things on my bucket list that I'd like to do, and many of them I've not taken forward because I've been scared. I'm definitely a person that overthinks. I'm a person that possibly worries, using that word, what other people think. I don't want anyone to think badly of me. And I think that stems back to my schooling, where I was told on many occasions I wasn't good enough, I wasn't smart enough, I wasn't clever enough. And I talk about that in my upcoming book and the impact that that had on me at that time. But luckily, how that has actually steered my career to what I do today. And it's why I'm so passionate about the opportunity for us all to progress, to continue moving forward, to learn, to grow. There's so many things that many of us have absolutely the resources and the tenacity to do, the grit, the determination, the commitment. But sometimes the thing that is blocking us is our own mindset. And I recognize that massively in me. So I had to give myself a really big push. So in the decade that was January, I mean, the winter was just miserable. I still feel it's a bit cold now and it's the beginning of May, but I think that's just me. I'm very well known in my social circle as being the friend that's always cold, to the point that it's a running joke where I'm always in two vests, an extra t-shirt, multiple layers, all of that stuff. My big coat on all the time. It's not just a northern thing. I think it is specific to some people, but maybe it is because I live in the north of the country. Who knows? But one of the things that I recognised is I'm a person that says yes to too many things. And that means that I get myself into really busy periods and quite overwhelming periods because I make commitments to do things or meet people or engage in work, whatever it might be. Now, the thing that I must mention here is I never say yes to anything that I don't want to do. So sometimes there might be a question that you might think to yourself, well, what could you be saying no to? There's plenty of things that I do say no to. I don't say yes to anything I don't want to do. But what I'm very guilty of, hands up, is saying yes to far too many things that I want to do all at the one time. And then my list becomes overflowing. And I get to the point of my pattern, which is I get overwhelmed. Then I'll procrastinate. And then I'll get frustrated. So that is my pattern. And I think I've spoke about that on previous episodes as well. And throughout my journey and my career of learning and development and coaching in corporate workplaces predominantly, I have created a number of strategies, a number of models that I've utilized for myself individually as a way to personally and professionally develop, but also created models and strategies that I have trained others on, as well as other more well-known, globally recognized strategies and models in order to help people do exactly that, progress, make change and move forward. It's the things that I talk about all the time. It's what I'm super, super passionate about. So in writing the book, which I can't quite reveal too much of right now, it does launch on the 27th of June. There's going to be a little extra page added onto my website in the next 1 to 2 weeks where people can sign up for all the updates. There's going to be a big fancy launch. There's going to be really exciting things, prizes and giveaways. There's going to be opportunities, bonus options for people who purchase more than one copy of the paperback book. There is a free workbook for everyone who purchases any copy of the books. And I'm going to be launching a membership program for CPD, your continuing personal and professional development. I feel it's something that's very lacking. So there's more to come on that as well. If anyone follows me on LinkedIn, you'll know that I've been talking about this for quite some time. I think I first posed the iteration of it during the summer of last year. And with the gaining of our Chartered Management Institute status as a registered centre, being able to provide CMI levels 3, 5 and 7 qualifications and upcoming recognised programmes, much more on that coming in future episodes, it's allowed me to recognise that there's opportunity for us to be continuing to learn, to progress and doing so through CPD and personal professional development, which can be as simple as what you're doing right now, listening to a podcast, absorbing all of that learning and that information. You might read articles, you might read books. All of these things are opportunities which we can engage in every single day as a learning opportunity. And I'm going to be providing a platform for that to be more widely available for absolutely anyone who wishes to partake. So there is more to come on the book. I will be talking about that in all of the upcoming episodes. But for now, let me share with you a little bit of a snippet. The book is very much a book for anyone who looks after other human beings in a workplace setting. So that could be you as a leader or a manager in your business and whatever shape that that looks like. So insert job title of choice where you have responsibility for others. It might not necessarily be an line management opportunity. You could be a mentor. You could be a workplace coach. You could be in the learning and development department. You can be in human resources. You could be an aspiring line manager or leader or manager of people. However you define what that would look like, there is space for you and learning from you, for you rather, in my upcoming book. There's lots of strategies there for independent business owners, people like myself who are entrepreneurs who lead teams in any way, shape or form. There is also great opportunity for each person who works to learn some self-coaching strategies from the content that's in the book as well. I honestly can't tell you how proud I am of it. And it's very much written in my voice, as I mentioned earlier. And that's what I'm more proud of, because I struggled with the starting point of writing because I was so used to writing academic essays for all the learning that I've done professionally, trying to get out of that habit of writing academically and actually writing from the heart, writing on what's important, writing in a way that connects with the reader, that connects with the audience. And I genuinely feel that's what I've managed to convey in my upcoming book, the title of which I will be sharing with you in a few weeks. And it's looking real now as well. I got the proof of the artwork from the internal of what the book looks like a few weeks ago, and honestly, absolutely buzzing at that. And my final cover is in the process of being finally agreed as well. So honestly, can't tell you how excited I am about it. So there's lots of that things have been going on since January in particular, and actually from about 3 or 4 years before that. And really, if we want to track it right back to my high school days and first and second year of high school and sitting in that computing suite, typing up short stories about horror, which were terrible, I must admit, very, very poorly written if I think about it now, but definitely an inroads into my first ideal of becoming an author. And that has almost come to fruition. So mark the date in your diaries, 27th of June is when my book launches. And anyone that's been part of our most recent CMI programmes, so the Chartered Management Institute's Level 3, 5 and 7 courses, get a copy of it free with some added extras on access to our upcoming membership as well. So let me tell you what is going to happen with the podcast going forward, because it is season 3 after all. So let me pause here. Get yourself into that mindset of thinking about what's coming next for the Coaches and Leaders Assemble podcast. Here we go. So what is new in season 3 at the Coaches and Leaders Assemble podcast? Let me give you the salient points in a short and sweet fashion. So you will have noticed that season 2 was all about the guest expert, the guest interviewees talking about some fantastic content, and that will still be coming your way. But there won't be a guest interviewee, get my right teeth in, every single week going forward. There will be a number of them throughout each season, which each season will last a couple of months. And we will be focused on topic themes. So it might be focused on inclusion, it might be focused on coaching, it might be focused on leadership, it might be focused on people, it might be focused on culture, all of the pillars of our organisational structure, our values, if you like. So watch this space, because there will be even more coming your way. The episodes will be short and punchy, bite-sized episodes with real poignant learning and opportunities for you to do the two things that I talk about all the time: make change and move forward, either for you individually or how to facilitate the environment for others that are in your area, in your field, in your environment, whoever that might be, in your workplace or in your personal life, your social life, your family life. So think about that going forward. And that's it from me for this lovely, delightful episode introducing what's coming up on season 3. There will be some guest episodes coming up. We've already recorded one, and there will be some more coming your way, which I'm very excited about. There's some fantastic guest interviewees coming your way, and also some great content from me, myself and I to share with you going forward. Some episodes will have a toolkit as before. Some episodes won't necessarily have a toolkit. There might be additional content that you can absorb should you wish to join our upcoming CPD membership. And we'll always give you information on how to do that if you wish. But there will still be an extraordinary amount of wonderful content that you can consume right here at the Coaches and Leaders Assemble podcast, the podcast for all things coaching, leadership, people and culture. So that's it from me for now. It's genuinely been a delight getting back on the podcast, getting my microphone set up, getting my lovely booth all ready to start recording these again. I'm super excited for what's coming up. And of course, please keep an eye out for what's happening at dnacoach.co.uk for everything that will be coming up about the book. So that will be dnacoach.co.uk/book, nice and easy and straightforward. And of course, what will be coming up for our CPD membership. More on that to follow in the coming weeks. So do have a delightful rest of your week. Can you believe it's May already? I certainly can't. The weather's getting marginally better, as I mentioned earlier on. So hopefully it will continue to do so, because the spring and the summer months are by far my favourite. So goodbye for now. Have a lovely time, and I will be seeing you, I hope, in person very soon. If not, I'm sure you'll be lovely and enjoyable listening to my dulcet tones on these episodes. So take care, everyone. Thank you for listening. Bye bye for now.